Yeah, man. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Patrick for Two for Tuesday requested Mark King. Clocks go forward. Mark King, lead singer and bass player for one of my favorite 80s bands, Level 42. You know who else loved Level 42? Dan?
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen. Let's go see Level 42. They rule. Mark King from the from Level 42, lead singer and an incredible bass player. Like an incredible bass player. So there's Patrick with his Two for Tuesday. All right. Hey, hi, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here. We're here till 5 o'clock, and then Steve Grzanich is here with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Dan, shall we play the theme, and then you can bring the cards in? Or verse?
It's Nick D's celebrity name game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start and play.
There you go. Jason Skaggs put that together. I think he probably did it. It took him. It's great, and it took him probably 4 minutes. That's how talented he is. I love the theme because it sounds similar to the Celebrity Name Game show theme, but it also sounds like the song that Craig would sing at the beginning of the Late Late Show every night. So that's why I like it.
Okay.
I miss Craig's show.
All right.
I was watching a bunch of footage from the YouTube of him and Jeff and Secretariat.
Oh, boy.
I miss them. Did you ever watch that show?
Not really, no.
It's the best show ever. So, and my DVR, when my DVR went kaputz, had to have it replaced, all of my appearances and my mentions on Craig's show gone. I had them saved on my DVR.
Should have saved them onto something else.
I didn't, because I'm
YouTube
an idiot.
YouTube or, you know.
I should have, but I'm an idiot. Mm. So. That was a fun stretch, man.
You have them in your memories.
I do. I have them in my memories.
There you go.
Nicky D, the drummer. Okay, so this is how it's played. The first round that I will give clues to Esmeralda, she will give clues to me. That's our first round, and the first round of it has a theme. So the clues that we have will have a common theme.
Yes.
The second round that we give two clues to each other doesn't, and it could be anything, anything at all. And for the first round, it's 45 seconds. And for the second round, it's 75 seconds. Am I right on that?
Oh, that is correct, yes.
Yes, 45 seconds for the first round, 75 seconds for the second round. So who wants to go first?
Why don't we start with Esmeralda?
All right, Esmeralda, go first.
And wait, I'm reading?
I'm sorry?
Am I reading or guessing?
You'll be giving Nick the clues.
Okay.
You'll be giving the clues. And so we need the theme, and then Dan will give you he will time it and mark down how many we get.
Okay.
Okay?
Keep your kilt on. All things Scotland.
Well, Craig's got to be on here somewhere. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
3, 2, 1.
What's that thing in the lake? And they
Loch Ness. Loch Ness monster.
Yeah. Who is the guy who yells at people and he calls them
Graham,
dumb?
Oh my God! Why am I blanking on him? I love him, Stuart.
He yells
Gordon.
At him?
Gordon Ramsay.
Yes. This is a place in Scotland.
Edinburgh.
Yes. I couldn't think of anything else. Who's the host? Of
Craig
the show?
Ferguson.
What's that? That instrument they
bagpipes.
Scott, yeah. What's another city in Scotland? I think Trainspotting was here.
10 seconds.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Why am I blanking here?
Okay. How about this? He's the actor. He was Bond.
Sean Connery.
Yes. This is a
Time.
Magical.
Okay. Oh. What's the city?
Glasgow.
Oh, God, what is wrong with me?
Oh, my gosh, okay. Was Trainspotting?
Yes.
Glasgow? Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's
just making things up.
That's when they do the subtitle, it's the worst toilet in Glasgow.
Ah.
He goes into the toilet. You know, we've only got a couple of months to wait for the new Trainspotting. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand how awesome it's going to be?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. All right. So how'd we do?
6.
All right, not bad. Okay, Esmeralda, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 3's a charm, people with 3 names.
Oh, boy.
3's a charm, people with 3 names.
Ugh.
Okay?
3, 2, 1.
Sex in the City, star.
Oh, going to go well. Oh,
married to Matthew Broderick.
Right. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes. One of the greatest actors of all time. He's in There Will Be Blood. He was in My Left Foot. He was in
Daniel
Lincoln.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
One of the twins.
Mary Kate Olsen.
That's right. Doogie Howser.
Oh, man.
Oh, not again.
Before.
Not again. Skip it.
Yeah.
My childhood crush. My teenage crush.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's right. Elaine on Seinfeld.
10 seconds.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Man, oh, I can't remember. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Okay.
Oh, who is he?
Neil Patrick Harris. What is the deal with that?
I need to get a tattoo or something. A la Memento.
Well, I don't know if I would. Yeah. Just tattoo your body up like
Neil Patrick Harris.
You know, just Neil Patrick Harris tattoos. You know, ones we didn't get to, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Haley Joel Osment.
Okay.
All right. What's the score here?
6-6.
Oh. Okay, so Esmeralda, we do to the final round now. Mm-hmm. This is 75 seconds.
Yes.
Could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, whenever we're ready, here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, wait, who is doing it?
You.
Oh, okay. Because you look like you were reading. The Piano Man.
Elton John.
Yes. Remember we were talking about the cartoon movies, the Disney and the Mom's Dead?
Bambi?
Yes. This is on the NBC Big Old Red Hair host.
What?
Host, he's on NBC at the Big Hair Red.
Conan O'Brien. He's on TBS. He's not on NBC anymore.
He was on NBC.
Okay.
The Soda, not Coke.
Pepsi.
Nope, not Pepsi. It's
7 Up.
Clear.
7 Up. Sprite.
Yeah. This is that movie where he gets chased. I think you had it in your film club. They get chased by the big old rock.
Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady's on this team.
The New England Patriots?
Yes. This is in Star Wars, and he goes, beep, boop, bop, boop, 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 boop.
R2-D2.
No, the other one.
C-3PO?
Yeah.
He talks.
Okay.
He's got a British accent.
The red-haired comedy. She stuck
seconds.
All the candies in her mouth.
Lucille Ball.
Yeah, but what was the show?
I Love Lucy.
Yes. This is one of the tiny guys from Snow White.
Dwarfs.
He had an allergy problem.
Sneezy.
Yeah. And then,
time.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Well, who do you know?
Pete Rose.
You don't know who Pete Rose
is? The guy who, with the gambling thing, the baseball?
Yes.
Okay.
I so wish we would have had time for her to give clues on that one, Dan.
It was the thing with Snow White and then the gambling.
He had allergies.
Oh, man. Sneezy. Okay. What'd we get there?
9.
That's good.
Total of 17.
All right. 17? It should be 15.
I'm sorry, 15.
Uh-oh.
All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right. 75 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
The football team in Florida.
The Miami Dolphins.
That's right. We were just talking about Sneezy, his buddy.
Dumbo.
If you shoot up heroin, you're shooting up.
Smack. Oh my gosh, I don't know.
All right, I'm skipping.
I don't know.
All right, it's the show with Peter Dinklage and dragons.
Game of Thrones.
This is the little fairy in
Tinkerbell.
Yes. But he is his assistant is Mr. Watson. He's the greatest detective.
Sherlock Holmes.
One of the greatest movies ever made. DeLorean, Time Machine.
Oh, Back to the Future.
The clown who sells hamburgers?
Ronald McDonald.
Okay. the basketball player who was on the Lakers. His first name is also like
Shaquille O'Neal.
Watch this disappear.
Magic Johnson.
Okay. The band led by Jim Morrison.
The Doors.
That's right. The author of The Sun Also Rises. He's the Islands in the Stream. He was a big drinker. He wrestled,
Hemingway.
Yeah. Well, full name, but he didn't get it. The other one was Dopey, not Smacky.
It was just Smack.
No, I know, but he would have been Smacky. That would have been like if, because you guessed Smack. You know that.
Dopey.
You know that. That very angry. He's even angrier than Grumpy, because he's smacky.
That's the other version of Snow White. He didn't make the cut.
He's the bouncer. Smacky's the bouncer at the house.
Oh,
you
boy.
Get out of line, oh, Smacky
boy.
Comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that your guess is, you shoot up heroin, you shoot up smack.
I just couldn't think of anything else. I was like, what? I'm just hoping that would have come out of something, but no. No, right. Not jogging
what
memory.
After round one.
John, just confirm, we are not giving Hemingway.
What?
We're not giving away. You're not. You said no to Hemingway.
She didn't say Ernest,
okay.
So.
Then it would be 14. She got okay. A total of 8 for total. 4.
You just said Hemingway, and that's, you know.
Whatever.
Oh. All right.
You know, on Jeopardy, they would have taken that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This isn't Jeopardy. This is Celebrity Name Game.
Okay.
Much more important and prestigious.
Sure.
Than Jeopardy.
When's Watson showing up?
Watson?
Remember the computer?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that computer could do that.
I just, you said Watson, I immediately went back to the Sherlock Holmes clue I gave you, and I was like, what?
Jeff Watson.
I know, I got it now.
Okay.
We have to break here for weather and traffic, and then round two of Celebrity Name Game. I can't wait to hear some of these clues, Esmeralda, I'm telling you. You give some of the greatest clues of all time.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, man. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio. That's the great Mark King, lead singer from Level 42, one of the best bands from the 80s that nobody knows about. He's an amazing bass player. That's called There Is a Dog, Patrick, to close out 2 for Tuesday. All right. We ready for round two of Celebrity Name Game?
I am.
Okay. Who's going to give and who's going to receive? Esmeralda going to go first this time? Well, that's, I know, look, I mean, that goes back to the pyramid. They say that on the $10,000 pyramid. All right. Esmeralda's lost it now.
Come on.
All right,
really?
$450, put it down for Friday morning.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
Who will give clues and who will receive the clues? Esmeralda, you going to? Dan's gone, so.
Yes.
All right. So what's the theme?
Hey, Stretch. Tall actors.
Hey, Stretch. Tall actors. Yeah. 45 seconds on the clock.
3, 2, 1.
He's got the red hair. He's on TBS.
Conan
now.
O'Brien.
Gosh. He was on Community, and he also did Talk Soup.
Joel McHale.
This guy. Oh, he was on Community, and they hated him.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah. This guy was on Full House. He was the dad.
Bob Saget.
Yes. He was in The Mask, Ace Ventura.
Jim Carrey.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh God,
well, he was in.
Oh, Jason Segel.
Yeah. I can do many tricks.
Liam Neeson.
Yes.
I can't believe I got that from.
10 seconds.
Oh. Oh my gosh. He was in Swingers, and he's the guy.
John Favreau.
Guy.
Vince.
No,
Vince Vaughn.
Yes. Lady Man. Okay.
What?
It was Tyler Perry. He's Madea.
Lady Man?
Well, cause he's Madea.
You just say Madea.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, because I was thinking, I was like, oh, wait, I can't say that.
Yeah, you can. It's not his name.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Whatever.
What'd we get? 8?
8.
8.
Total 23.
Vic Vaughn.
I know. I said Vic Vaughn.
He's a very tall man.
He is. He's about 7'8".
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's verified.
Double verified. All right.
Okay.
Are we ready? It's the Big Apple, all about New York.
Okay.
Big Apple, all about New York.
Garbage, rats.
You want to wait till I actually start giving...
Smelly. Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
That big, giant, green area in the middle of Manhattan.
Central Park.
The host of The Late Show.
David Letterman.
The big skyscraper in the middle.
Oh,
King Kong climbed up it.
Right. I want to say Sears Tower. That's not right.
No.
The
first name is a very successful show on Fox with Terrence Howard. Fresh the first name.
Oh, Empire State Building.
Right. Okay. She wears meat clothing.
Lady Gaga.
This is what used to be Marshall Field's is now
Macy's.
It's the show. Dun 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 dun.
Law and Order.
It is the, a structure that connects Manhattan to one another borough.
Bridge. Oh, which, Brooklyn Bridge.
Yes. The idiot from Saturday Night Live, Mr. Deeds. He was in.
Time.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
So. All right. What did we get there?
Got 7 for a total of 21.
Oh. 23-21. Is that what we're looking at here?
That is correct.
Great.
Okay. 75 seconds could be anything.
Yeah.
As
I could just not say the right clues.
That's really nice of you.
Mess you up.
All right.
I'm nicer than that.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
I think this is the one. He's in the South Pole, and then they just brought him back because he got sick. He's on the moon.
What?
He's the astronaut. I guess you don't watch the news. He's an astronaut.
No, I don't know.
Okay, well, he's an astronaut.
John Glenn.
Oh, the other one.
Neil Armstrong.
Yep. This is a show on CBS. What's her name from? She was on ER. She was the nurse on ER. She had the thing with George Clooney on ER.
The Affair?
Yeah. No, but now she's on that show on CBS, and she's like a lawyer.
I don't know.
All right, moving on. This planet. It's a planet. I don't think it's
a planet. Oh, wait, Good
anymore.
Wife.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not a planet anymore.
I think. Pluto.
Yeah. This guy, he was in, he's in the suit. Oh, he's Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr.
To guess my own clues. They got a half a tank of gas and the glasses.
The Blues Brothers. Yeah.
This is the show you watch every day.
The Tonight
Carson,
Show.
Carson, yeah.
10 seconds.
This three letters, cable
HBO?
Movie place. Yeah. Married to Ellen.
What?
Married to Ellen.
Portia de Rossi?
Yes.
Okay.
I like, you're like, what?
Like, I thought you said Ellen. I was like, who? Ellen who?
Ellen.
All right. Portia de Rossi. You know who I get her confused with?
Oh.
The one from Arrested Development. It was Portia de Rossi.
The same
okay,
one.
Then the one from The Sopranos.
Yeah, no, so do I.
Get them confused. I don't know who's
yeah.
who.
No, yeah.
All right. All right. Are we ready? 75 seconds. How many does she need here to win?
She's at she needs 9 or 9.
9.
All right. Are they all Doogie Howser?
Yeah, they're all going to be Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick
clues.
Harris.
All right, this could be anything. So 75 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
Sylvester the Cat always tried to eat this thing.
A Tweety Bird.
The show with Kevin Spacey as the president. It's on
House of Cards.
Right. It's a planet. Also a statue, DeMilo, no arms.
Venus.
But I wear suspenders and I die. I got a talk show and I'm 90.
Oh.
Not a queen, but a.
Yeah, right. Oh, King.
Yes, first name.
Larry King.
Yes. A star of Titanic.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. She is a singer, a legendary singer, starred in Hello Dolly. The gays love her.
Margaret.
No.
Okay,
we're going to skip it. It is Colonel Sanders sells chicken in this place.
KFC.
Right. Actress, great actress from the Accused. She was in Contact. She was in Taxi Driver's Little Girl. The Main Street north of Lawrence in Chicago. Main Street north of Lawrence in Chicago. Come on, you're a traffic person.
Right,
Main Street north of Lawrence.
Right now, north.
10 seconds.
It's on.
Eh. All right, forget it. Leonardo DiCaprio sank on it.
The Titanic.
It's that TV show with Carson Idiot is the host and the tattooed idiot from Marlon. Yeah. Maroon 5.
Oh.
So it was Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster.
Foster, north of Lawrence. The Main Street north of Lawrence.
Oh, I guess it is.
Yes, it is. unless you count Wilson.
No,
Wilson is south of Lawrence.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So what was the final?
Final scores, 29 Nick, 26 Esmeralda.
Oh, come on. All right. Well, we got a break. Esmeralda, I will see you tomorrow.
Yes. See you tomorrow.
For Wild Card Wednesday and more. Mm-hmm. All right, Esmeralda. Take care. We'll be right back.